welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's The Dad's Point of View column, which is called My Son Got a Tattoo. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. When you get there, scroll down, and there's so many options and things that you can see, do, watch, etc. Today, we have the same lineup we had last week, I am happy to say. We have Wayne Levine for the men's room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and returning for a second week, special guest Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who was a treat last week, for sure. I hope you will follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, and stay in the loop and receive my newsletter by signing up at the homepage at BruceAllen.com. So, my wife wants me to play golf. Now, when I say that, some people think it's because she wants to get me out of the house. No, she wants me to play golf because she loves golf and she wants to go on golf occasions and wants me to play golf and for us to do it together. Well, I have never been one to like a static sport like golf, though I've always had tremendous respect for it. I've done more, what's the right word? I don't want to be derogatory towards golf because I actually sort of like it now. I've done faster moving sports. Let's just leave it at that, like tennis or squash or extreme skiing, where there isn't an object that stands still that I have to then strike, and where there's no one to blame for a bad shot but me. So in tennis, you know, you're running, you can trip, you can blame your shoelaces. In skiing, you can blame the other skier. I just got a text from my wife. It says, no kidding. I wonder what that means. I'm supposed to have turned off the thing so we would the sound. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's now off. This is live radio. What am I? I should have done this enough. I should have known. Anyway, my wife pretty much pulled what I am calling a Lysistrata on me. And those of you that don't know what Lysistrata is, it's an ancient Greek play. And go do some homework. That's what Google's for. And I pretty much was banned from the bedroom until I took up golf. And she arranged a golf lesson. And this was about 6-8 weeks ago. And started buying me golf clothes. Now, I don't know about you, but golf clothes, they're really ugly. I just want to wear my Aloha shirts, but she says that's not acceptable because we belong to a country club where I've only gone just to eat occasionally and work out in the gym. Well, now I'm on the driving range and I'm taking these lessons. And earlier this week, I am proud to say I played my first 18 holes. I am not proud to declare the score. Let's just say it was less than 4 digits. More than 3, but less than 4. What did happen that was pretty darn cool is I parred the 18th hole. I got a par in my first round of golf. I bogeyed 3 others, and I got higher scores on the rest. I actually felt pretty good about it because the first round of golf I did without a driver because I hadn't really learned the driver yet. I still don't really know how to hit a drive, but second round of golf took place yesterday, and I used the driver. And once in a while, I actually hit the ball. It was pretty incredible. It was much more difficult the second time. I did so bad that we stopped keeping score after 9 holes because at that point, 170 seemed like enough to quit. So my wife, however, is very happy that I am trying. And I must admit that I took the final leap. I'm using my son's clubs that are 27 years old that we resurrected from somebody else. I was unwilling to invest in my own clubs, and I'm still unwilling until we go a little further. But I did invest yesterday at the club shop in a pair of golf shoes. Using my regular sneakers evidently was not ideal. So I now have these very cool shoes with these funny-looking spikes on the bottom. I don't quite understand. And it says, make sure they're tight. I don't get any of this golf stuff. Bogey, double bogey, hook, slice. It's like the terminology is just intense. So in keeping with that, I felt that the dad character, which of course is not me and the Because I Said Sue, that's Elvis, that's Ed Sullivan style, the Because I Said Sue shoe, Because I Said So comic strip this week is called Dad Golfs. And Dad, of course, not being me, does golf in his own inimitable way, and I think you'll enjoy the comic. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog, I think it's number 25. There have been 25 of them so far, is one of the cutest you'll ever see. It stars a five-week-old baby and her mother, Leah, who is a very popular social media presence by the name of Bookie Boo. So that's B-O-O-K-I-E-B-O-O. So if you go to the Dad's Point of View, Dad's Point of View site or BruceAllen.com and go to the I'm Not That Dad vlogs, you will see Baby Bookie Boo and the interaction that I had with a baby Bookie Boo's mom, Leah. And I think it's pretty darn sweet. It's a little PG-13, but she's got a sense of humor to die for. So, Leah, thanks again for allowing me to publish that video, and I am so pleased now that I can call you a friend. It is time for another A Dad's Point of View Life Lesson, so let's hear what we have to say today.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Are you or your kids social media addicts? Are you addicted to social media? We used to worry about how much time our kids spent on television. Now we worry about how much time they spend on all their screens and how much, if any, time they spend outside. I know I spend a lot of time on the computer. Do you spend a lot of time on the computer? Maybe a good idea would be to require your kids to spend equal time outside with equal time online or on a screen. Wouldn't that be good? Make them play. Teach them to play. That's where creativity comes, not by playing video games. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.
Okay, welcome back. I didn't even listen to that life lesson. What was it about, Richard? I have no idea either. We were talking to each other and having fun, so I assume it was incredibly witty, pithy, and educational, so I hope you got some value from it. I have really got into vlogging, and the new one that I just mentioned is called Baby Bookie Boo, but I have recorded a lot of video at various concerts I've attended, most recently the Happy Together Tour with the Turtles, Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, the Buckinghams, the Grassroots, and Gary Puckett. And it was a lot of fun. I also recorded video at Tenacious D right here in Santa Barbara. Kenny Loggins and Willie Nelson, both at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. Saw Willie Nelson, in fact, Monday this week, and he puts on one amazing show for a 78-year-old guy. The ability to pick the guitar the way he does just is astonishing. Also went to see the musical Million Dollar Quartet, which you may or may not know is a recreation of the very famous jam session with Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, and Jerry Lee Lewis, who got together in Sam Phillips' renowned Sun Records studio impromptu. And Sam Phillips, being the smart dude that he was, he recorded it, and they released that record not that long ago. The record itself is actually nothing special, but the idea of these legends getting together and then what they did with the play, the musical, is really terrific. And I couldn't, of course, record anything directly there because it's not allowed, but I recorded just some of the sound. And you can get a taste of what it's like, but you can't see it without going to it. Dad Chat is every Thursday. It is tonight, this Thursday, for live listeners in Santa Barbara and for dead listeners listening elsewhere. Excuse that bad joke. My wonderful listeners at WHK in Cleveland and WTDY in Madison and KRSA in St. Petersburg, Alaska. Dad Chat is every Thursday, and I really welcome you to join the live chat. You just use the hashtag Dad Chat, preceded by the number sign or the hashtag, and you can follow and join and participate. And we have a great guest tonight. Her name is Pam Moore, and she is a social media expert. And the topic is the future of social media and our kids. Our kids are living, breathing, and sleeping social media. We parents are trying to catch up, but its impact on our kids and their futures is undeniable. And how we as parents need to monitor it, be aware of it, teach it to them, learn about it, is what we're going to be talking about tonight. So, my son got a tattoo. That is the topic. I have run out of time for this segment, haven't I, Richard? Mm-hmm. So we will be back with Wayne Levine, who probably will have his own attitudes and thoughts about tattoos. So stay tuned for Wayne Levine for The Men's Room.